thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flickster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
Oh, it's so good to be back for a Friday as usual and to catch up with the Flickster and get their take on one of the movies out at the moment. I'm going to be doing it with the wonderful Grant Lee. Hello, Mr. Lee.
Hello, JT. You're so kind.
You are the co-host with the most.
Oh, right? Thank you. And you know what? I will say, I'm back. My voice is a lot better this week, so I do apologize. As I said yesterday in the podcast, it's so good to have my voice back because I don't like a croaky voice. I don't think that's me.
No, you were definitely off the last few weeks, weren't you?
I had that flu, which is not good.
Yeah, it's gone around at the moment.
Oh, it is. It's everywhere.
Yeah, my throat's going on me.
Oh, no. We don't want that.
No, sorry, I'm all good.
Sorry. Shouldn't cough in your face while we're sitting opposite each other. Sorry.
Oh, I was waiting for it, Mr. Lee. I was waiting for it. I'm next. but it is good to have you back fighting fit. And you never know, Mr. Lee, was it tripped away to a spa weekend, perhaps, I think is what could be on the cards.
Oh, that would have been good.
That is what we're talking about today. And now you guys had a girls' night at the Forum for this one last week. How did that go?
Yeah, it went really well, I'm led to believe, because I was actually on holidays for the last 2 weeks as well. So didn't actually have to go in for it, which was so nice. The staff did a great job while I was away, plus for the girls' night. And I'm hoping our Talking Flickster went to the girls' night session, so we might be able to find out a little bit more how it went.
Yeah, what a great movie. Leslie Mann, Isla Fisher, who I don't think I've ever seen Isla Fisher the way she is in this film, and Anna Faris as well. So there's some big names in this movie, and it looks really funny. What did our Flickster think? We'll find out after we have a listen to Spa Weekend.
Can I take you to dinner?
How's July 19th?
3 months from now.
How is it even possible that my husband left me for an older woman? You're supposed to leave me for like Gigi Hadid, not Ina Garten.
You can't just leave me like that. I needed lunch and I was scared.
I'm so sorry.
This is why we need a spa weekend. Massages, champagne, big comfy robes.
The last time I had a massage was like my last mammogram.
Girl, I worry about you sometimes. I just booked a room.
What?
We're going on a spa weekend, bitches! Yeah!
Welcome and namaste.
It's beautiful.
It's amazing.
I'm Shanti.
She looks like girl Jesus.
I never want to go home. I miss my kids.
What?
No, I don't miss my kids.
Is that Mel?
What's up, you middle-aged sluts?
Hey!
On your right is one of the outdoor yoga classes.
Gene, he is checking you out.
Get over here, yeah, you.
Come on, Magic Mike. This is Jane.
Nice to meet you, Jane.
She's on the older side, but she's got a porno body. Stand up, show your body.
No,
show him your
D-cut.
I sense a great deal of stress in all of you.
Oh my God, my boss is calling me again.
You guys need to stand up for yourself.
Stop!
With your friends is essential to our survival.
The most important thing is you guys. If you need anything, I'm here for you.
This whole spa thing is such a scam.
Namaste.
You're supposed to walk out of here all centered and chill. Do we look chill to you?
Not really.
Hey, you guys.
Not doing anything weird or illegal.
You know about a tantric massage? It's...
I know what you're up to. This place hires good-looking Australian guys to flirt with all the mums. It's not gonna work on me.
Crocodile Dundee.
Whoa. How are you doing this?
Well, the human hand has...
Don't talk. Let's go to the left. To the left. To the left. Welcome to goat yoga.
Guys, I think I broke my fupa.
Oh, my lordy.
Wow.
Oh, my God. What a weekend.
That was, yeah, that sounds like so much fun.
Oh, dear. Well, let's see what our Flickster thinks. Let's welcome back. There's only one person we could bring in for this one, Mr. Lee, the wonderful Chloe.
Hey, guys.
Woo.
Hello, Chloe.
Can you imagine watching that with like 50 other females?
Yeah, wow. That's
it was fun.
That'd be interesting. Yeah.
Now, a lot of yelling.
Well, yes, and we want to know all about it. And now the girls' night, you went along last week at the Forum 6 in Tamworth?
Yes, it was so great. I've been to a few before, but this one was awesome. The goodie bag was my favourite part.
Yeah, the goodie bag. Yeah. Now, what did you get in it? What was your favourite little go-to? What did you like?
Oh, man, I feel like there was a bunch of... there's a lot of stuff in there, but I feel like there was like... sunscreen and I don't know. I shouldn't be excited about sunscreen.
Hey, it's free.
It's weird.
So take it if it's...
There's lots of beauty products in there.
Yeah, those face creams last time. Now, what was it called, Mr. Lee? It was face something, wasn't it?
Yeah, I can't remember what it was called.
Yeah, it was really weird. Yeah.
Was there some Daryl Lee chocolates or something?
Oh, yes. I took them to work today. Yeah. Yeah. They were very excited.
Yeah. But it's actually a really good gift bag. I think they're well worth it. So yeah,
it is.
It's just a bit of fun that you can go in, and what a movie to go and watch. Now, the funny thing is, did you take some friends with you?
Yeah, I did. They loved
it. Yeah. And can I ask, have you ever done anything like this with your friends, going for a spa weekend or away for the weekend and get up to mischief?
I'm gonna tell us safely. Type, Grant, okay? I'm a straight and narrow, okay?
Yeah, you are. Yeah, that's right. Yes.
I definitely don't have any Isla Fisher friends, okay?
Oh, good.
I'm like Mr. Lee when he goes away. I can tell you that now. Watch
Wild.
That guy. Especially
he's out there watching Star Trek and Doctor Who, I can imagine.
Yeah. He is in his robe, which is even more concerning, and opens at the front too. Now, I did mention earlier, Isla Fisher. Now, from the Home and Away days, remember her there, and obviously she's been in a whole stack of movies, big Hollywood superstar now. I have never seen her like this. Is she?
She's loose. Yeah.
I was going to say, is she as rowdy in the film as she is in the trailer?
It's way worse. I feel like she's like a mix between like Stifler and, you know, like Tiffany Haddish from Girls Trip. It was she was a lot of over the top. She was so, I can just imagine her also being married to Borat in this movie because they're similar personalities. Like I can see how that would gel because she was extra. It was very aggressive.
Yeah, and so she's the character because Leslie Mann, who's Jane, she's this lawyer. And obviously the girls go away. Isla Fisher turns up at the retreat in Malibu, is that right?
Yeah, she's accidentally involved. Anna Faris, the nice one, invites her and they tell her not to because she's wild and she tends to ruin everything. So, it's very similar to La Stifler vibe in like, you know, the wedding where they're not meant to invite him and then he ruins things. Very similar. She's kind of a train wreck.
Well,
she gives me like good Wedding Crasher vibes. You know how she was kind of like psycho in that?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep.
You know, she's kind of like that.
And I do want to ask Miss Lee a question here because it is M-rated. However, in the States, is it R-rated, I believe? Is that right?
Where their R is MA.
Right, okay.
Yeah, okay. Their R is not our R here. Yeah.
I just wanted, like, there's some scenes cut out of it. I don't know, like.
I was going to say, there might be some R-rated scenes in there.
Yeah. But no, their R's much different to ours. So that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of things. When a movie gets rated as R in the States, it's usually MA here. But obviously they've taken some things out of it.
So. Must have. Yeah, but yeah. I can tell listening to that trailer, wow, it goes off. So, Chloe, which character would survive a week-long girls' trip and would tap out after just one day? Which of those characters do you think is the one that's the go-getter in this one?
Well, I feel like Leslie Mann's probably the most consistent. Then, like, you could imagine Isla Fisher would probably die before the week's out, and Anna Faris would probably tap out because she's real placid in it. Maybe the other one, Michelle. I can't remember her character's name, but
Coco.
She's off Survival of the Thickest. Yeah, she was great. I feel like her and Leslie Mann could go for the week.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Just chill.
So tell me, if you could swap lives with one of the characters for the weekend, which one would it be? I think I have an idea. Mm.
I think it would be like, I feel like it'd be Isla Fisher.
Oh, <She's> Chloe. <nuts.
laughs> I mean, minus the drugs and the other things that are happening in the movie, I suppose. Like, she's pretty loose. Like,
but you know what? That's
really
not
care.
You at all. That's not
no,
you.
No, it's not.
Where,
I
when
do
you,
the opposite.
Yeah, correct. Where, isn't that what, you know, when you play a character and if you're through it, that's what you do. You like to play something very different to what you are in real life. So I get that.
Although I feel like I don't have much of a filter, though, when I speak, and she is like that. So there is some commonality there. I'm just not as crazy with partying, maybe. And maybe I have a more of a risk analysis brain than her. She's just going gun-ho. When she crashes the golf cart in particular, she bails out of it and leaves all of her friends in it and then takes off. It's hilarious. But I just thought the whole time, like, they're going to die. And she never thought about it once.
Oh, God, that's so bad. That's not good. Now, this is actually directed and written by John Lucas and Scott Moore. And they actually did the Hangover series and Bad Mums. I can see where and why Spa Weekend is very much like this, because I have watched both those movies, The Hangover and Bad Mums, and I go, oh, yeah, I can see this.
You can almost match the personalities, right? Like the same as Bad Mums. Like there's a quiet one, there's a normal straighty 180, and then there's Catherine Hahn, who's kind of a nut job in it. It's very similar character, I think. Yeah. And I thought it was very similar to Girls Trip, actually. You know, the one with Queen Latifah where they go to Essence Fest? I thought the storyline, stuff like that, was quite similar, which I liked that movie, so it was great.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Now, set in Malibu, filmed on the Gold Coast here in Oz. Did you get Gold Coast vibes?
I clocked it in like 5 seconds. Yes, I clocked it in like 5 seconds.
Oh, serious?
When she was in the courtroom. When she was in the courtroom and that guy asked her on a date, that lawyer, he's out of the show Wonderland, Australian show Wonderland, where they all live in the apartments. And I said, that's an Aussie guy. And then when the second Aussie person came up, I was like, this is definitely made in Australia. You could just tell because there was too many Aussies in it for it to not be.
Yeah.
But did they do the great Malibu set well?
I don't think you could tell visually. Maybe their accents were a bit dodgy. I didn't really pay much attention to that. But they did talk about how she was Australian and the main guy out of it was Australian. But their Aussie accents always sound so, like, full on. Like, I don't think we talk like that.
No, but it's forced, right, because they really want to push that Aussie vibe. And I've got the same – you get the same vibe as well in, like, The Devil Wears Prada in both movies that had the Aussie come in. And, again, I feel like it's forced because they really want to point that out. But apparently during production, the car survived a cyclone, which, apparently it's a real-life cyclone.
Which is like every other week in the Gold Coast. Like
exactly.
It's just an extra wind. It's fine.
Well, was it the one last year they had? Was it Alfred? Was that the one? I wonder whether or not that was the big one last year.
Yeah, it had to be filmed recently because at the end, the Jodie from McLeod's Daughters was in the end credits as a character and she passed away this year. Right. So it had to be filmed pretty late last year or early this year because, she's been – I feel like she's been passed for a while now. Had to be the start of the year.
Oh, wow.
I can't think. Okay. Yeah, Rachel Caprani or whatever her name is.
Oh, gee, that's not good. Tell me, have you ever been on a weekend you've had a horror roommate at all or even when you went to uni?
The tiny little thing that lives with me is the worst roommate, I feel like. Getting sick and throwing up through your hotel room or something is like the worst thing that I've had happen. Not that crazy. The girls I go away with are always so lovely. No, it's not.
I can imagine. I don't think I could share a hotel room with you, JT, because I think we would just drink too much.
Oh, you got that right, Mr. Lee. Got that right.
We would be bad influences on each other.
One of us would be under the table.
Paralytic, yeah.
Yeah. It'd be too good, too good. Yeah, so how about the music in this one, Chloe? We heard in the trailer, I know the music in the trailer really sets it up, but I'm getting like those Bang Bang Jesse J vibes. What kind of music did we get sprinkled throughout the film?
The first song I remember, because everyone was singing it, and it was some Spice Girls.
Oh.
And that's why I thought, oh, it was a super like nostalgic kind of a movie in that way. I think it was the C'est La Vie song. I can't remember, but everyone was singing it.
Oh, Bewitched.
It was great.
Yeah, there you go. That's that.
Oh, was that not Spice Girls?
No, that's Bewitched. Yeah. Do you remember that one? Because you would have grown up that would have been our time, right? Bit after Mr. Lee.
Probably when I was a baby.
Yeah. No? Probably would have been. Was that the mid-90s? Mid-late 90s. I think it was like 98, yeah. And that's good. That just goes to show, I'm guessing that's who the movie is targeted at, who the demo is of this movie. That'd be about right, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'd say that. Well, I can't think of the other songs to it, but I'm assuming there was some more of that kind of era, but everybody was jamming. They were all singing it.
And I think it's good for mums too, because, you know, mums always have this, I want to get away and let my hair down type scenario. And I'm sure there's a lot of mums going along to see this and going, oh, hell yeah, that's what I want to do. And and I'm pretty sure, Miss Lee, you're doing a mums and bubs session of this, are you not? That was on the cards.
We are this. Actually, we did it last Wednesday.
There you go.
Any reason to go to the movies, really? But I feel like nobody would take the time to do it. But having the girls' night specifically gives you a good reason to.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a good thing because, it makes you want to go to that session, which is really good.
I'm so pleased
you enjoyed it, Chloe, because it is a movie that it is a little bit different to what sometimes you do watch from our Disney movies.
I'm booking a spa weekend immediately. It was very convincing.
Good. That's a good thing.
It looked very expensive, though. The stuff they were doing, I was like, I know enough about spas to know that is very expensive.
No way, no spa, massage. Yeah, that's my kind of weekend.
They were doing goat yoga at one point. Yep. It was hilarious.
That is great. You know what? Mr. Lee and I should have a spa weekend doing that kind of stuff, I reckon. Don't you reckon, Mr. Lee?
You'd never leave.
Hey, look. You know what, Chloe? Mr. Lee's had a lot of those weekends. I have not. He has.
Podcast from wherever. Just go. It's fine.
We could put it on the account of the Forum 6.
Hey, so I'm sold.
I'm sold. I'm
it's research. Well. We're doing it as research.
That's it. Thank you, Mr. Lee. Make that happen, please.
I will. Well, Chloe, come to that time of the podcast now where I'm going to head over to the trusty old freezer. And I've got 5 Choc Tops here. How many Choc Tops are you going to give Spa Weekend?
I'm giving it 3.
Nice. That's good.
Yeah, wasn't bad.
That's good. I think 3 is good. I like 3.
Yeah. I'm a much harder marker on these movies than the Disney ones. I don't know why.
There's nothing wrong. You know what, though? I've got to say, I do like a hard marker.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm just saying. See, Mr. Lee sits on the fence a lot, and that s*** me off. So I love the fact, Chloe, that you're a hard marker.
Except when it comes to Snow White, okay?
No. Hey, you know what? I really wish we could go back in time and do Project Hail Mary again, because I'd love to give that a score.
No. That was a great movie.
Yes. Get some minus.
Jennifer, the Leo in that, isn't it?
It's Ryan Gosling.
I didn't even see them.
We don't talk about that. That's gone.
Yeah, it sounds lame.
Yeah, thank you.
No, he was in thank space, and he. No, it was.
Wait, the
movie.
One when he talked to a rock.
That's the one. Yes, yeah,
that's the one.
Ridiculous.
That just sounds very strange. Yeah.
Oh no, it's not. It has got so much depth to that movie. You've got to watch it.
Book, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. And the book was a huge bestseller. So, yeah.
For people who like sci-fi stuff, maybe.
Yeah, well, I think you got it. I think
that's
like Star Trek.
You got it. Yeah. And you know what? It would probably win an Oscar. It probably win. It may sweep the floor. And you know, I'll address that probably March when the time rolls around.
You'll be apologizing.
If it is up for any Oscars, at least I know I'll win because he won't pick it.
Oh, I'll pick it. It's game on.
Challenges. Oh, God, that sounds so much fun. I can't wait.
Chloe, great to catch up as usual, hun. And we'll Thanks probably see you again soon.
Yep, yeah, talk soon.
Thank you, Chloe. All right, Mr. Lee, it's time to go.
We're out of here.
No need to say anything more, is there, except the fact we're back next Thursday.
Yeah, we'll be back next Thursday, and we'll be back pumped after our spa weekend this weekend.
Oh, pack the robes, Mr. Lee. And a bottle of tequila. And if you want
to... I'm not saying anything more.
Netflix, this is how you do it. And you could be on a spa way again with us. Maybe. Have a good one.
Bye.
Want to be our next Talking Flickster? Register now at forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.